This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey. Coming up, daycare at the racetrack. But first, while G8 leaders were meeting this week in Germany to discuss global warming and other issues, Britain's environment minister, David Miliband, was visiting the United States. Secretary Miliband, officially he's the UK's Secretary of State for Environment, Food, and Rural Affairs, came to meet with members of Congress, the UN, and evangelicals about environmental policy and to encourage the US to think green. Secretary Miliband has taken a break from his trip to join us from New York. Welcome to our program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you.
So the leaders of the Group of Eight Nations agreed they would work to cut greenhouse gas emissions, but the European Union could not convince the U.S. and Russia to commit to cut emissions by half by the year 2050. Instead, the U.S. Agreed only to seriously consider that goal. From your point of view as Britain's environment secretary, is this an adequate outcome?
Well, I think that the G8 summit of leaders of industrialized countries has taken some important steps forward, but we've also got to recognize that there's a significant way to go before we get the global deal that is so important if we are to safeguard our future. All the science is now clear that we're in quite a dangerous place now with the amount of carbon dioxide and other pollution in the atmosphere. And business as usual carries with it really major threats of dangerous, very dangerous change by mid-century. So I would say some steps forward, but we've still got to go further.
Mm-hmm. President Bush argues that unless rapidly growing countries like China and India are part of any agreement, nothing substantial is going to happen. Is the president right?
The evidence is pretty clear that countries like China and India are raising their levels of emissions quite fast, although, of course, on a per capita basis, they are much lower level of emissions than we do. I was in India in January, and it's certainly true that there's a middle class of 300, 350 million people. But equally in India, there are 350 million people who are living on less than a couple of dollars a day. We all need to take on responsibilities that are appropriate to our stage of development. I think that is possible, and we, along with other European Union countries, think that the right first step is for the advanced industrialized countries to take a lead. And I think it's been interesting in my 3 days in the United States to meet with people in Congress, but also I've just come from a meeting with Governor Spitzer of New York. There's clearly a movement at state and city level to reap the economic advantage that can come from being early movers in this shift towards low pollution ways of powering our economies. And in the UK, over the last 10 years, our economy has grown by about 28%, and our greenhouse gas emissions are down by 8%. So we've broken the link between economic growth and pollution growth. You don't need to pollute the planet to grow your economy, and we've got to ensure that message is heard not just in the industrialized world, but also in the developing world.
Let's talk more about your trip this week. You were on Capitol Hill here in Washington. You were at the UN. What specifically were you hoping to achieve in both locations?
Because this is a global problem, no one country can solve it. But frankly, we're never going to get to grips with any global problem like climate change without the wholehearted engagement of the United States. And the history of the 20th century shows that when America and its people do turn their mind to great causes, it can have fantastic effects. So that's been the running theme. As I've gone around meeting with people from politics and business and representatives of the faith communities here in New York City, I've tried to build alliances. I've just agreed with Governor Spitzer of New York that we'll work with him and the other regional greenhouse gas initiative states, the seven states in the Northeast, to form the sort of partnership that Prime Minister Blair and Governor Schwarzenegger agreed in California last year.
As you said, you're meeting with evangelical Christians while you're here, many of whom have begun approaching environmental issues with theological fervor. Why did you choose to meet with them?
This battle against global warming needs a sense of moral purpose because it reflects pretty fundamental issues about our responsibilities to other people in other parts of the world, especially poorer people, because by a cruel irony, it will be the poorest parts of the world that suffer the greatest from global warming that they've done least to create. And also pretty fundamental questions about our relationship to future generations and what we owe them in terms of the stewardship that we owe to the planet.
After a week in the U.S., what's your sense of where Americans and their policymakers are at this point? Are we at that point of realization now?
That's a really tough question. It sort of It asked me either pretend to be a know-all after a few days, and also risk being undiplomatic. I would say that there are some parts of American business and political opinion that are leading the way in this area, and there are other parts that remain rather more skeptical. And I don't quite know how close you are to a tipping point on this issue. I had a business dinner with representatives of Wall Street, and they talked about a tipping point. If so, that's very encouraging. I look forward to the day when I arrive in the US, and a bit like happens in the UK at the moment, whether it's an insurance company or a car company or a supermarket retailer, they'll be trying to catch my attention with a green message, not just any old message. And that will, I think, be the ultimate proof that there's been significant shift.
British Secretary of State for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, David Miliband, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks very much indeed.